Honorable Dr. Rishisa Ali, you have 10 minutes.
Honorable Speaker, thank you for the opportunity afforded to me to speak on the subject before this House, the current situation of the world. It's not only vast, it is deeply consequential. Across continents and oceans, uncertainty is no longer occasional, it is becoming the norm. And the norms that guided international conduct are increasingly being tested. Sri Lanka has long approached global affairs with prudence, balance, and moral clarity. We were a principled voice within the non-aligned movement, not as passive observers, but as advocates of independent justice. To this day, we still maintain that stand. Non-alignment was never indifference. It gave courage to uphold principle without becoming entangled in great power rivalries. Today, as global polarization deepens once again, that principle remains not only relevant but necessary. Sri Lanka has also consistently advanced a vision of enduring importance, the Indian Ocean as a zone of peace. For us, the Indian Ocean is not merely geography. It is our lifeline, our security environment, and a shared space connecting nations and civilizations. Recent events in our surrounding waters have brought these principles into sharp focus. Following a tragic attack on an unarmed Iranian naval vessel carrying cadets, returning home after a naval exercise in Visakhapatnam, a humanitarian emergency arose within Sri Lanka's exclusive economic zone. Our authorities moved swiftly to rescue those in distress. Lives were saved. Those who perished were treated with dignity and respect. The survivors, together with the mortal remains of the deceased, were repatriated with due care. The decision was taken despite external pressures. Yet Sri Lanka remained guided by a principle that must never be compromised. When human life is at stake, compassion must prevail over politics. The action that we took was a statement of our values in practice. Furthermore, another vessel returning from the same exercise was granted access to a Sri Lankan port where necessary steps were taken to ensure safety of the vessel and the well-being of its cadets. In doing so, Sri Lanka demonstrated that responsible conduct in international waters is an obligation, not a choice. Honorable Speaker, the oceans that connect our nations must never become spaces where humanity is forgotten. Ships may carry different flags. Their crews may come from different lands, but distress at sea is universal. So too must be our response. Sri Lanka's actions reflect principles that remain fundamental to a stable international order. Sri Lanka, though modest in size, has consistently shown that principled action carries influence. Situated at the crossroads of civilization, we have every reason to advocate dialogue over division and cooperation over conflict. The Indian Ocean carries aspirations on nearly half the world's population. It must remain a region of stability, not rivalry. The vision of a zone of peace is not a relic of the past. It is a necessity for the future and the present. Honorable Speaker, we must never lose sight of a fundamental truth. Behind every global decision are human lives. Too often it is ordinary people with no part in these decisions who bear the greatest cost of conflict. In Sri Lanka's recent actions reaffirm an enduring belief that even in uncertain times, nations are defined by their commitment to humanity. Honorable Speaker, if we remain guided by compassion, restraint and responsibility, we will not only safeguard our region, we will also contribute to a more just and peaceful world. Honorable Speaker, whilst I stand on the floor of this august house, I wish to address a matter of paramount importance that the world can no longer afford to treat with cautionary silence. At this very moment in history, humanity has placed in the hands of very few individuals the authority to command armed forces and in some cases to unleash weapons capable of irreversible and catastrophic destruction. The consequences of a single misjudgment, a moment of emotional disability or instability or a failure of restraint are no longer confined within borders. They are global, immediate and permanent, most often irreversible for a very long time. Therefore, on behalf of peace-loving citizens everywhere, I make a sincere yet urgent appeal to the parliaments, congresses and people's assemblies of the world. The time has come to move beyond convention and to institutionalize stronger safeguards around the exercise of such extraordinary power. It is both reasonable and responsible for nations to ensure that those entrusted with command authority are subject to rigorous, independent and internationally benchmarked assessments of their mental and emotional fitness, conducted with dignity, transparency and at regular intervals during their tenure. This is not an affront to leadership, it is a reinforcement of trust. Honorable Speaker, power of unimaginable destructive magnitude must never rest solely on assumptions. It must be supported by systems that reassure citizens and indeed the world that decisions of such consequences are made with sound judgment and clarity of mind. Honorable Speaker, history has taught us, often at great cost, that unchecked authority combined with human vulnerability can lead to irreversible tragedy. Let us not wait for such lessons to repeat themselves in an age where the stakes are infinitively higher. I trust that this call will resonate across the legislative institutions of the world and inspire serious, sovereign reflection. Because when the safety of humanity is at stake, precaution is not excessive, it is essential. When the power to destroy the world exists, the responsibility to safeguard judgment must be beyond question. Honorable Speaker, it is sad yet profound truth that those who call for war are often neither those who fight in it nor those who suffer its consequences. It is the soldier and the innocent who bear the true cost of it. Honorable Speaker, when humanity entrusted a few with power to command destruction, it also imposed on all of us the duty to ensure that such power is exercised with unwavering judgment, restraint and accountability. Let history not list us among those who recognize the danger yet chose silence over responsibility. Honorable Speaker, thank you for the time and the opportunity to speak on this very important motion, one that carries consequences for all mankind and for generations to come. Thank you very much.